What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 418 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
On this episode, we are continuing on with our female-led action movies month with a little movie from 2014 called Everly. Now, this stars Selma Hayek and a bunch of people you're not going to know if I even tell you who they are. We got some Japanese guys. We got a Mexican mom. And that's it. I don't know anybody else in this except Salma Hayek. This was kind of like a smaller movie. I don't really remember it having like a big theatrical release, but I remember when it came out on Blu-ray. It was like, I don't know if it was straight to video or not. I don't think so. But anyway, we're going to talk about it. Alex, I know you've never even heard of this movie, correct?
No. You want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
This is my second time seeing a Salma Hayek movie.
Ever?
My first time as a lead, because all I seen her in was Desperado and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Other than that, I haven't seen like a movie that she stars in like as a main, like whatever. Because so like she does a lot of drama movies vehicle. And all that.
Yeah.
So like I don't watch none of those things that she does. So.
All right. What about Wild Wild West? She was in that.
Yeah, but she wasn't the lead. It was like that was Will Smith. She was the lead woman.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Let's just take a quick look at her film. I've seen a lot of Selma Hayek movies.
Oh,
but
yeah, well.
I've seen them all. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's see. Actress. I'm trying to think of what you might have seen.
Yeah, you're going to be
there. Oh, Hitman's Bodyguard. She was in those movies.
Yeah, but she's not the lead.
I mean, she's the lead female.
But she's not the main character.
But she doesn't lead a lot of movies, though.
That's what
honest.
I'm saying. She's so, not, like, for me to sit down and go, oh, yeah, I know.
Grown like, Ups. Banditas with, oh, she led that with Penelope Cruz.
I never even heard of it.
After the Sunset with Pierce Brosnan.
Well, yeah.
Time in Mexico, Traffic. I don't even remember in Traffic. Wild Wild West. The Faculty, she's a nurse. Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I've seen a lot of like, Fools Rush In. That's one of my favorite Selma Hayek movies, but that's like a rom-com. So yeah. It's not, you know, this is kind of her big action lead role for sure. Because she's in Desperado. She's in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. But, you know, she does a little action in the sequel. But, like, this is like a full-on lead. So you're right. You know what? It might be the same. Like, first I'm really diving into a Selma Hayek-led action film for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about these Rotten Tomatoes scores. And then let's jump right in. Because anytime we do a movie you've never seen, I like to get your thoughts on it. These are not great scores as far as Rotten Tomatoes are concerned. And it has the rare distinction of having the double score. Meaning the audiences and critics, same exact score. No difference. 29% for both audiences and critics. I'm going to be honest with you. I think a 29 from audiences is weird, personally. And that does not mean it's great. I'm just saying this type of movie, I would think more than 29% of audiences like this, but that's just me. What do you think about the number?
Personally, I might be there. Like, I'm not shocked at all. But I do agree with you. Like, this movie should have been in the 30s. Like, 29 is really, like, this super duper bad. For me, this could be 35 to 45 range. I will say that in that range. That's not saying what I would think of the movie. I'm just saying in terms of this type of movie,
yeah.
I would have sorted between those numbers. But 29 is really far
best. Yeah, it's very low. I was surprised. Yeah. When I went to look at it, I was like, okay. I'm never surprised when the critics give like action movies like lower scores. But
right.
Audience, I was like, okay, there got to be some dads out there that were, you know, like really into this movie. But guess not. All right. Let's talk about it. Because I have seen this movie before years ago. I want to say when it first came out. So maybe like 10 years ago. All right, so let's start with our lead character. This is, of course, Everly, who's played by Selma Hayek. What did you think?
Okay, I'm going to be really honest with you, Nate. Now I understand why she does not lead a lot of movies. She, as an actress, personally, I think she's gorgeous. Let's get that out the way. I think she's gorgeous, attractive. Acting-wise, it was hard for me to sit down and watch. Again, I know she's an Oscar award winner. She was nominated for Frida. Yeah, so I'm not going to say like I'm not a whatever. But for this type of movie, it was really hard for me to engage with the character. Because she was just started to talk and I was just like, her Mexican accent is really thick. So when she talks, is like, I don't know what type of character she is. Is she Mexican? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what she is in the movie. English, you know, British, whatever. So I was just like, okay. The character itself, I enjoyed. I liked a lot. She got captured. She was raped, whatever you want to call it, in this movie. Very weird movie, to be really honest with you. It's a very freaking weird movie. Very independent. Another independent type of film. remind me of Smoking Aces, like those type of weird movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The pulpy sort of action movie.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Like those comedy, even comedy too, like Seven Losers or whatever the hell we did with the DC movie with Chris Evans.
The Losers.
And The Losers. Yeah, yeah, The Losers. Remind me of that type of films. So like with this movie, Salma Hayek, she's really good in the action. She's really good in the action. I don't like when she talks, but I think she's a really good action female star. The only thing is like if she doesn't do much action movies, so it's hard for me to put her face in an action genre, right? Like the Angelina Jolie's, the Jennifer Gardner's, the Michelle Yeoh, you know, the Mia Jovovich or whatever. Like they do a lot of action movies, right? Gina Carano or whatever, She does action. Another gorgeous female. Salma Hayek. This is my only one that I saw her in a true action solo female role. She nails it in terms of action sequences, but in terms of character, when she talked, I just did not engage with her. I gave her a 3. I thought she was good. The first shot for you horny dudes out there is her butt naked, but they don't show much. Like, and I was, you know, to be honest with you, Nate, I was kind of happy with that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought when they showed her ass, I was like, oh, please don't go full frontal, because then everyone, that's the selling point for a lot of dudes. Right. And when they didn't, and she puts on her stuff really quick, I was like, all right, thank God. Because I was just like, I told my wife that. I was like, oh, man, Salma Hayek was like ass out 2 minutes into the movie. She was like, did she show her boobs? I was like, no. And I was just like, geez. But yeah, I was happy with that decision. Yeah. But what you got?
Yeah, I agree with that too. It doesn't rely on titillation.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Okay, that's a little fan service right at the beginning. There you go. You see some butt. Now let's move on to like the story I want to tell. I like the character. I'm going to agree with you. I don't think her performance is amazing. I would put a lot of that on the script, more so her, because she is a good actress. I've seen her be good and stuff. I've seen Frida. I've seen, I loved her in Desperado. I mean, that was a long time ago before this movie. It was like 20 years before this movie, but still, the point remains. She can act, but not the greatest performance, but I like the character. So she basically was like taken and put into like, she's like a sex slave for like a Yakuza type Japanese criminal guy. And she has a daughter who she hasn't seen, who lives with her grandma. Salma Hayek's mom. And she's basically trying to like save up all this money and get out of it and escape and all this. But then she ends up killing some of these people who are like, you know, they're doing like a gang rape on her, pretty much, these guys. She kills some of them. And then the boss is like, oh, you can't be doing that. So they send everybody to the building to try to kill her. I liked the character. I was rooting for her throughout. So I think that in that way, they did a good job. I wanted her to like escape, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, giving her the layer of the daughter when the daughter shows up. I like those scenes a lot, actually, where like when the guy's on the couch, he's like, don't open that box. No, he's like, Emily, he's dying. His last breath was like trying to make sure she could not open that box and see that head. You know what I mean? So I did like that. I wish there was a little more backstory, because like she's calling the dude on the phone. You don't know who that is. And then all of a sudden he's dead and you could kind of piece it together. But I don't know, whatever. It's a short movie, so they're not going to go into all that. I gave her a 4. I like the character a lot. I agree with I don't think the performance is amazing, but same role, like same character with a different actress, the performance, it might have rang a little more true, but I still like the character itself. I was rooting for her, so I gave her a 4. Okay, main villain now, Taiko is his name. He is like this Yakuza boss guy, also like had a relationship with her, but is now trying to kill her, and then many henchmen throughout the film, so take it away.
Okay, so it's really hard with this one, because he is in the end of the movie, but throughout the first whatever, he's not in the movie. He's, you know, in a window, and then from window towards the end, you see the character manifest in front, and then he starts to like beat on her and all that crap. Mm-hmm. In terms of the villains, I'm going to give it a 5. Because there's tons of villains. You had the guy who tortured her with the 4 other samurai-looking guys, and then the guy with the liquids, and then the guy sniped his mom. And then, like, it was so much chaos, but there's a lot of villains in this movie getting thrown at this chick, and she's just killing them all. So I give it a 5, because there's a lot of villains and stuff. And like I said, they end the bad guy gets dirty too. He beats on her and cuts her up with the samurai swords, and she gets acid put on her thigh, and her mom gets killed. So there's a lot of stake here, and she does die at the end of the movie. She dies, or does she?
But then she comes back to life. They revive her, maybe.
Yeah. So with that said, I gave it a 5.
All right, I gave the villain 4. So right, 1 point difference again. I think I agree with you. He's not in it a lot, the main villain. He's sort of the voice on the other end of the phone, right? You know, hey, don't do that. We're going to send all these people, blah, blah, blah. Almost like Kill Bill. It reminded me of Kill Bill in that way. Oh, you know what? There's a lot in this that reminded me of like Tarantino movies. But, you know, it reminded me of Kill Bill, where you only hear him talk. You never really see him. And at the very end of the second movie, there he is. And then she kills him and all that kind of stuff. This guy's bad, though. His henchmen are bad. That one guy who's like the sadist guy, he's the one who puts her in the cage. He's the guy with the acid. By the way, I love the way he dies. It's so gross. Where she feeds him the acid and it's like, he's like melting from the inside. It's nasty. Ugh. This movie's kind of nasty. But anyway, I think the henchmen were cool, but most of them are just like nameless guys. Like some of them are in suits. Some of them are police officers. Some of them are Yakuza guys. Yeah. And then you have this weird guy in a cage. The masochist guy who likes to get like poked with the thing. And he comes running. And then he gets shot and dies. But then the other guy, I liked him pretty good. But the guy does get his hands dirty. Like you said, he does try to kill her. He's the one at the end there. I do like the way he dies, though, when he gets like split in with the sword and he falls. That was pretty good. Anyway, though, I gave it a 4. I feel like he didn't have enough personality for me to like take it over the top. He was bad. He was evil. But again, I had to look up his name. So it's not like, you know, not the most memorable villain, but as a whole, there is a lot of villains in this. It's almost like a video game. It's just like waves of bad guys coming. So, I'll save that for action. Okay, let's get to the action scenes. What did you think of the action?
So, you know, I was kind of a little torn with this one in terms of action. Like, it has a lot of action. Yeah. It has a lot of action. Sometimes goofy action. And I was like, kind of took me out a little bit with the goofy. Like when she was like, the girl comes in and she's shooting and then the other girl, they both shoot each other. And I was like, it's kind of, it's starting to get comical, that comical type of action movie. And I was like, I don't like those type of comical action movies. Like the lead does something dumb, like she'll trip and then all of a sudden she'll headshot somebody because she missed or something. But no, other than that, I kind of liked it. When she threw the grenade in the elevator, I thought that was dope. When she shot the guy with the shotgun and blew him into the elevator, and then she threw the grenade in there.
That was the part I was gonna say. I love that part. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was a dope. Yeah, that was a dope scene. Again, there was a lot of not memorable, like whatever. Like it's gonna change history in fucking film, but I liked it for what it was in terms of the action. It was a lot bloody and gory. I liked the scene with the mom when she's telling the mom how to get into the building. I thought that was really funny because she could see through the screen.
Yeah,
I like the dude that was shot on the chair. I thought he was funny.
Yeah,
he was like helping her. I thought that was funny. Action sequences, you know, it's kind of funny because while it has a lot of stuff, it's very gory and stuff. Not as much like me remembering a lot of it. Like going, you know, this scene is dope. This, like I said, the grenade thing was really dope. The guy with the acid drops and stuff, the torture. I thought that was a really cool, weird scene. The guy that was in the damn Iron Maiden thing and screams and she's shooting him and he's still not dead. I thought that was really cool. The ending scenes with her and that guy, the main villain, I thought while it was really good because you wanted her to get her revenge, which she does, right? She does it really dirty. And I thought that was really cool. But my favorite scene, I'm going to be honest with you, is when she snipes the mom.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the guy shoots the missiles at her, the rocket launcher. Then he chops the head off of the guy because he killed her.
Yeah.
The rain is coming down. The sprinklers. And then you see her come out mass slow.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that's kind of dope. I always like that slow motion stuff. Like it happened in Dread too. Remember in Dread when you see him like slow motion coming out?
Yeah.
And the bad guys are all scared because they're like, oh shit, we can't take this guy out. I don't know why. I like those type of scenes. And she looked really good as the character.
Yeah.
So I thought it worked. So in terms of action, I'm going to give it a 5 because this movie has it from beginning to end. So I can't just knock it. Quality of it, sure, it has the CGI stuff, but I mean, nowadays modern movies are all going to have it. So I can't just knock that crap. So I give it a 5.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of action in this. This is like, you know, sometimes we do movies that are action, like that have action in them, But like this one is like one of those movies that's like, this is an action movie. This is one thing, you know, sometimes we're doing like comic book movies and they have action, or we'll do a comedy that has some action, or we'll do a drama, not a drama, but like a thriller and it has action scenes. Like this is a pure action movie. That's all it is. Like it's not as good as story, which we'll get to storyline, but you know, it's not as focused on other things as it is the action scenes. And I think Joe Lynch, I think they have a lot of style. I think it's well shot. I agree with you. It's gory, which I love. You know, give me R-rated action any day of the week. You know, you get people getting heads chopped off. You get the guy gets like cut in half. You get a guy drinking acid and dying. And then you have tons of guns. You have grenades. You have like, it has like a good variety. I do love when she shoots the shot. Every time she shoots someone with a shotgun, they go like flying back. I think it's stylized. Yeah, it's not very realistic, but it's entertaining to watch. Like even when that lady comes out of the apartment and she just goes and shoots her back into the apartment. I love that part. The elevator scene is great. Like the way they shot that, where she lobs the grenade into the elevator, and as the doors are closing, you just see like blood explode out of it. Loved it. The part with the dog cracked me up. She's like, ball, and she throws the grenade. And he says, that's not a ball.
And he runs after the dog. Yeah.
That part made me laugh. So yeah, I agree with you. While it doesn't have any like amazing set pieces, you know, it has constant action throughout. You're never going to go more than like 8 minutes without someone shooting, exploding, cutting, you know, like every 8 to 10 minutes, there's like some sort of action. So just for sheer quantity, and it is well shot. Like it's stylized. It's fun. I give it a 5 as well. I think, you know, would I say this is the greatest action ever? No, but in the movie, within the context of this film, there's a lot and it's good. All right, let's get to that storyline. What did you think?
I was not into the storyline. And this is why, Nate. It's not that the storyline was bad. It was not enough information. The movie starts off with her trying to shoot herself, butt naked, running. And so I guess the movie started off with her getting raped and she runs into the bathroom. That is my assumption, because she is naked.
Correct.
And she runs in.
Because when she watches the tape, you could hear it. She's like screaming and yelling.
Yeah, and the guys are getting into it because they're pounding on her. So the movie starts off with that, but I was really confused. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then she, you know, you hear, she puts the gun in her head, fades to black. You hear the bang, and then the guy's on the floor, and then chaos, he starts erupting. But my thing is like, it doesn't give you a lot of info. Like, why is she in this room? You get it throughout the movie. Yes. When you know, she starts, the guy who got shot starts explaining everything. And then the storyline starts to blossom into a storyline. To me, it hinders a lot, because I'm a type of person that, like, if you could give it to me in a few words or whatever, then I'm good. Like, give me something. Or like 3 minutes ago. You know what I mean? Maybe you could have not showed all the guys, you know, pounding on her, but you could have gave me something of a rape scene or something. Because you just see her running in and I'm just like, oh my God, she's crying. She's holding the chain. And I'm like, okay, I assume that she did get raped. But then they show the video. So I'm like, okay, but that was like 20 minutes into the film. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Then the bad guy. Like, why is this bad guy locking her into this room? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of whys. And I'm like, then the mom gets killed. Then the little girl's now with the other assassin that promised to kill her. You know what I mean? So I was like, that's another plot hole, because where the hell was she when, you understand, when that guy was killing her? So I was just like, and where's this kid during the whole time? She said 5 minutes. All this shit that's happening is way past 5 minutes. But that's nitpicking. I gave it a 2 for decent. I think the storyline was decent. I was entertained by the outcome of the product, but in terms of the storyline, I was not too engaged with the movie towards the end. I was rooting for her, but the first act and second act, I was just like, what the hell am I watching? Besides Salma Hayek killing everybody. But that's just me. I can't wait to see what you say, but I give it a 2.
I mean, I agree. I have the same problems that you have with the movie. Like, I just think there's not enough backstory. Like, I wanted to know more. Like, one flashback, like a 5-minute flashback scene would have done a lot to me. How did she get into the... Did she just get kidnapped? Like,
yeah, that's what she said. She got kidnapped getting groceries for her kid.
Yeah. So, like, show that. Show, you know, like, how they get... Then not only that. Okay, here's a plot. This was a plot hole for me that didn't make sense. She's looking through the window. Oh, okay, so she's looking through the little bullet hole into the apartment next door. And there's like another hooker lady in there. And this lady got like so many weapons. She's got like a wall full of like, she got size, swords, throwing, nice. Like, look like predator things that he throws. Like, she had all this stuff. And then all the other women show up. They're all shooting at her. They all have guns. Why didn't they just shoot people and get, like, escape? Like, it seems like there could have been a time of day where if they just all grabbed their weapons and, like, went down to the lobby, there's probably only, like, two or three guys down there. They could have just shot them all and left.
Yeah.
So for this to be, like, it's supposed to be she's been there for 4 years. I mean, she doesn't have a gun. She ends up, oh, she does. She has a gun in the toilet. Oh, I don't know how that got in there either. And her secret phone. There's a lot of plot holes. I think the story's easy enough. It is easy to follow once it gets going. I just had a lot of questions. I'm like, yeah. I want to know more things. And I think they could have really fleshed out a lot of stuff personally. Yeah. So I agree with you. I gave it a 2. I think that the way the story's told is the weakest part of the movie for me, because it's very much style over substance, this film. It's very, very style over substance. Like, you're not going to get a great storyline. It reminds you of a lot of other... You made some good calls there. Like, it feels like Smoking Aces, The Losers, kind of a Tarantino knockoff. You get a little bit of a lot of other movies, but it's not as good as a lot of the movies that it's kind of copying. But it could have been if it was, you know, if they did a few things differently. But as it is, I agree. We have the same score, 2. All right. What is your overall for this one?
I was tossing up between 2 and 3 on this. I came with a 2. I thought this was a decent movie. Action wise, it has everything you want in an action movie. You got the guns, you got explosions, you got the bad guy with knives, and, you know, when it is Akuzas, you already know you're getting samurai swords all over the place. You got a crazy Japanese, or whatever you want to call it, dude that does chemicals, yeah, on people as torture devices. You have all that stuff. You got Salma Hayek, and that's my thing. Salma Hayek is beautiful. I know she's an Oscar award winning nominee and all this shit. I don't think she's an action star for this type of movie. Now, if you would have put her in a movie like Peppermint with Jennifer Garner, where it's more serious role type of movie, I could see Salma Hayek doing a great job in Peppermint than a movie like this, because Peppermint was more acting. Like, Jennifer Garner, I mean, I think we're going to be doing that soon, Peppermint or something like that, in like volume 5 or 10 or something of the female months. But, you know, you have Peppermint, you got Salt. That's another movie that I could see Salma Hayek do, Salt. Another movie that's more drama with mix of action, I think she would excel at. Movies that are stylized like this, Mia Jomakovic or whatever her name is from Resident Evil, I think she would have been a great actress with this movie. I think she would have been my number one choice for this character, for this movie, Everly. I thought she would have worked very well, because her career and resume reflects this type of movie in it. Fifth Element, Resident Evil, the Monster Hunter movie that we saw, the Fourth Kind alien shit that she gets abducted. Like, her career resume screams for this type of Smoking Aces role.
I agree.
Salma Hayek's resume is drama, serious, comedy, rom-com.
Yeah.
Desperado as the side chick that's super hot, attracted to my man Antonio Banderas. Like, that is what she is. And I think for this movie, wrong role for her, but I think she is a good action star, but just needs a right script. That's just personally me. So I gave it a 2. So yeah, I gave it a decent.
I understand. I gave it a 3, but that's only because I find the movie, I think, probably a little more entertaining than you did. Like, I have a pretty good time. I've seen this before, and I obviously own it, which means, yeah, I liked it enough to buy it at the time. I've had this movie for a long time. So, like, when I was making the list, what I do is I pick a topic, I'll look through my collection, or I'll Google stuff, like, what's some, and I was like, Everly, what is, okay, let's do female, because this is Selma Hayek. I agree with you 1,000,000%. I think Mila Jovovich would have been a way better cast, like a casting choice for this movie. There's probably a few other women I could think of that I think might have
done better. Gina Carano would have been good too.
Gina Carano would be cool. Yeah. Miscast. Tried her best though. Like, she did not give an awful performance, but miscast. But the film itself, I find entertaining. I like the stuff. Like I said, I like the character. I like the kills. I like the violence. I like the humor, because I think it in this movie, for the most part, it worked. Like, I did laugh quite a few times. Like I said, the part of the dog cracked me up. Some of the other hookers coming in, and then they get into a fight and they just shoot each other. Like, I like stuff like that. I was entertained. I think the movie's entertaining. I don't think it's great. So my three is more so like, hey, it's 90 minutes. My mom saw this movie. My mom said she liked it. So I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even know she's ever seen it. She's like, oh, I like this movie. So there you go. But I do think it is entertaining enough. Not perfect. Not great by any means. But good enough. All right. What is your total points?
Now, surprisingly, I gave it a decent 2 for the overall and storyline, but I gave it a 17 out of a 25. Now, if you ask me, will you pick it up and put it on your Blu-ray shelf, you know, with your other action movie? Yeah, I would. I think I would. It's not something I will watch every 2 months or whatever, but I would pop it on and watch it. It's entertaining enough to watch. Just like Smoking Aces. It's an excellent movie, but I don't watch that shit all the time. I could watch it every other year or whatever. It still has its flavors. Yeah. And again, we both agree she was miscasted in this movie.
Yes.
But it's still an entertaining type of movie. So yeah, I give it a 17 out of 25.
Speaking of Smoking Aces, we're doing that movie next month. So
there you go.
Warm it up. Okay. Yeah, I gave it an 18. We're close. We're only 1 point apart. 18 out of 25. I think it has good qualities. That's why I like doing this format, because okay, the movie overall, it's fine, but there's good stuff in it. And when you break it down, you know, it gets credit for certain things. So 17 for you, 18 for me. Not a terrible movie. Better than Domino. I like this way better than Domino.
I'm sorry. Tony Scott is the man in
Tony
terms
Scott's
of action.
A way better director than Joe Lynch, but this movie is better than Domino.
Way better than Domino. Yeah, I can't. Oh my God. That's another movie where Kristen, what is it?
Keira Knightley?
Yeah, she cannot. That was another miscast.
I'll tell you what, one of these movies is in my trade pile and one is not. I will be getting rid of one and I will be keeping one. So, okay, let's talk about what we got coming up. We got, I already told you, the next franchise. So the next movie that we will be doing is the first in that franchise. And we're going to be doing a little Taken starring our boy, Liam Neeson. We've done Liam Neeson month, but we have not done Taken yet. So we're going to do some Taken. And then this is one that you insisted that we have reviewed already, and we have not ever reviewed it on this podcast, but you said we did. I promise you we didn't. Finally, we're getting to Angelina Jolie in Salt, a spy thriller action.
I swear I thought.
You're like, we did this movie already. I said, no, brother, we haven't. And we haven't. So finally, Salt, a movie that my cousin Josh loves. It's like one of his favorite movies. I love Angelina Jolie. She's my favorite actress of all time. So anytime we can get some Angelina Jolie on the show, you know I'm going to do it. So we got Salt coming up.
You know, it's funny with Salt. That is a movie. We could scratch our head all we want. And most likely I might repeat this shit next week. I scratch my head on how we never got a sequel to Salt.
I know. It's crazy.
It should have been like Pepper or something. Like, I don't care what it is. Salt and pepper. Like, I don't know. I mean, all jokes aside, you know what? We'll leave it for next week because that's a good discussion to talk about. But yeah, I just don't understand. The movie made a lot of money in the box office because I do remember everyone talking about that movie when it came out.
Yeah.
And it never got a sequel. And I don't understand why. She says she wanted to do a sequel. They never came up with an idea for a sequel. Weird, but it is what it is.
Remember, it was supposed to be Tom Cruise that starred in it? He was originally cast. It was a man, and then they swapped the gender when he dropped out, and there's like, oh, let's make her a woman, and then they got Angelina Jolie, another big star. So like, it still worked out.
Yeah. Damn, Tom Cruise.
It was supposed to be a Tom Cruise movie.
I'm going to be honest with you. That thing would have been pretty good.
His name was like, instead of Evelyn, his name was like Evan Salt.
Ethan.
Evelyn Salt. Yeah.
It would have been Evan.
Yeah, Evan Salt.
Yeah, Evan Salt.
Yeah.
And then Evelyn.
Would have been it would have still been good, probably. I mean,
I think it would have been good.
Let's say everything's the same, except instead of a husband, it's a wife. And instead of a woman, it's a man. But it's the same government thing and same director. Yeah, it probably still would have been good. I mean,
I think it would have been more action.
I would say Angelina Jolie. I wouldn't say she's the female version of Tom Cruise because she is an Oscar winner. But action-wise, kind of. She's a star. She was a movie star, you know? So it's a good swap.
I mean, it would have been more hands-on stunts. So I think it would have been more action throughout the movie with him in it. Can't wait to talk about it. I haven't seen this movie in ages. I still own the Blu-ray. I don't even know if they have a 4K of this damn movie. Do they? Oh, you see, now I'm going to have to order it. I have to order Salt on 4K. I'm so behind in ordering all these damn movies.
Oh, I gotta she get looks sold. So good. I can't wait to watch it. I'm going to pop this in right when we're done. I don't want to take 2 o'clock. I got some timing. Pop in Salt.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe. Hit likes on your favorite episodes. Leave some comments. And, of course, you can take us on the go. Take us to the gym. Take us to your office. Take us to wherever you want to take us. But you can take us with the Action Movie Guys podcast. Subscribe. Leave some ratings. We're all over the podcast platforms. We're on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere of any podcast provider. Other than that, and you guys can follow us also on the Geeks and Flicks Instagram page and TikTok. Same name, Geeks, letter N, Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nate Flicks Review.
I'm his co-host, Asfigaro. Be awesome to each other and geek out.